Good morning, my radio audience. As you know, this is what is called Black History Month. So what I'm going to do is, I don't know if any of you went and did any search on Willie Lynch, but I'm going to read the Willie Lynch letter as well as the six cardinal principles for making a Negro, to have you think on this. I especially want my people, black people, colored people, Negroes, Afro-American, whatever you want to call yourself, but this is specifically to you and to all of you around the world, because we have problems all around the world as a people. So, let me begin. This speech was delivered by a white slave owner by the name of Willie Lynch on the banks of the James River in 1712. And the message is still true today. So I especially want you African American, black or whatever, to listen carefully. Gentlemen, I greet you here on the banks of the James River in the year of our Lord, 1712. First, I shall thank you, the gentlemen of the colony of Virginia, for bringing me here. I am here to help you solve some of your problems with slaves. Your invitation reached me on my modest plantation in the West Indies, where I have experimented with some of the newest and still the oldest methods of control of slaves. Ancient Rome would envy us if my program is implemented. As our boat sails south on the James River, named for our illustrious king, whose version of the Bible we cherish, I saw enough to know your problem is not unique. With Rome, use cords of wood as crosses for standing human bodies along its old highways to greet numbers. You are here using the tree and rope on an occasion. I caught the whiff of a dead slave hanging from a tree a couple of miles back. You are not only losing valuable stock by hangings, you are having uprisings, slaves are running away, your crops are sometimes left in the field too long for maximum profit. You suffer occasional fires. Your animals are killed. Gentlemen, you know what problems are. I do not need to elaborate. I am not here to enumerate your problems. However, I am here to introduce you to a method of solving them. In my bag here, I have a foolproof method for controlling your black slaves. I guarantee every one of you that if it is installed correctly, it will control the slaves for at least 300 years. My method is simple. Any member of your family or your overseer can use it. I have outlined a number of differences among slaves, and I take these differences and make them bigger. I use fear, distrust, envy for control purposes. These methods have worked on my modest plantation in the West Indies, and it will work throughout the South. Take the simple little list of differences and think about them. On the top of my list is age. But it is there only because it starts with an A. The second is color or shade. There is intelligence, size, sex, size of the plantation, status on plantation, attitude of owners, whether the slaves lived in the valley or the hill, east, west, north, south, have fine hair, coarse hair, or is tall or short. Now that you have a list of differences, I shall give you an outline of action. But before that, I shall assure you that distrust is stronger than trust, and envy is stronger than adulation, respect, or admiration. The black slave, after receiving this doctrination, shall carry on and will become self-refueling and self-generation for hundreds of years, maybe even thousands. Don't forget, you must pitch the old black male versus the young black male, and the young black male against the old black male. You must see the dark-skinned slaves versus the light-skinned slaves, and the light-skinned slaves versus the dark-skinned slaves. You must use the female versus the male, and the male versus the female. You must also have your white servants and overseers distrust all blacks. But it is necessary. Your slaves trust and depend on us. They must love, respect, and trust only us. Gentlemen, these kits are the keys to control. Use them. Have your wives and children use them. Never miss an opportunity. If used intentionally for 1 year, the slaves themselves will remain perpetually distrustful. Thank you, gentlemen. Now, that was the letter, the Willie Lynch letter. Now, I'm not going to do the whole Willie Lynch kit. I did it on television last year. It's a lot of pages. And for those of you that didn't find any information on the internet about, I can't see where you couldn't find it. It's a lot of information there. But you can give me a call at area code 510-479-1089, and I can see if how I can work out to get you this information. Now, it's so many pages, it's probably easier for me to email it to you or something. I don't know. Now, my next thing I'm going to do is I'm getting ready to give you the 6 cardinal principles for making a Negro. Now, I don't think I'm going to cover any more of Willie Lynch after this. But I needed you to understand this. For fear that our future generations may not understand the principles of breaking both horse and man, we lay down the art. For if we are to sustain our basic economy, we must break and tie both of the beasts together, the nigger and the horse. We understand that short-range planning in economics results in periodic chaos, so that to avoid turmoil in the economy, it requires us to have breadth and depth in long-range comprehensive planning, articulation, both skills, and sharp perception. We lay down the following principles for long-range comprehensive economic planning. Okay. Number one, both horse and nigger are no good to the economy in the wild or natural state. Number two, both must be broken and tied together for orderly production. Number three, for the orderly futures, special and particular attention must be paid to the female and the young offspring. Number four, both must be crossbred to produce a variety and division of labor. Number five, both must be taught to respond to a particular new language. Number six, psychological and physical instruction of containment must be created for both. Now, I'm not going to read any more of Willie Lynch unless I'm asked to do so. Just go to the internet and you will see all the information on Willie Lynch. Now, a lot of people said Willie Lynch didn't exist. He was a nobody. But it so happens that African Americans are doing exactly what Willie Lynch wanted us to do. And it appears to be perpetuating itself. And all I can say is we need to let as many black people know as possible about this particular training program, and whether he exists or not, we're doing exactly what he said we were to be controlled to do. And I know pegging the light skin and the dark skin against each other definitely worked when it came to me, because I'm fair complected. In fact, I'm about 3-4 shades darker than I was when I was younger. I think I get darker as I get older. But either way it went, I had to go through be calling half-breed, but yellow banana and all kinds of things like that. And because how I was raised in my household, and see, in my family, we have all kind of multicolors. We have people light as I am and all the way to those darker than my black shoes. But they were family. So I wasn't taught to, even though I was fair complected, to hate people of darker complexion. And I'm seeing why it was necessary for me to have all these colors in my family, so I can see how each of us were being treated. And sometimes the African darker-skinned male is treated differently as well as the darker-skinned female. The lighter skins, it appeared that they did in the past, possibly treated them a little bit different on the plantation, and we've seen a number of movies that illustrated that in so many ways. The fair complexion, they were sent to college to learn how to pick cotton better, because they sure didn't send them there to, you know, really get an education like they should. Although being exposed to college, you're going to learn a lot of things. And so by us having some fair-complected African-Americans that went to college, who also, even if they married a fair-skinned African-American, they still would come out with some dark babies, okay? So they know even way back slavery time, that we couldn't, among ourselves, we couldn't do that. But guess what? Willie Lynch is alive and well today. We have so many African Americans who hate self-kind, and at the same time, they're doing things to destroy their own community. I can understand that we are an angry people and that, you know, we're possibly like walking time bombs. Anything come up, we riot. I can understand how it could have possibly developed to that. But I believe the more African Americans that are exposed to the Willie Lynch information will think about it and do better. It's about looking at yourself in the mirror, not other people, not trying to find so much fault in everybody else so you think it's going to make you feel more comfortable about yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and find out and ask yourself these questions. As a matter of fact, are you doing the best that you can do in your community? And ask yourself about other people that you are associated with. Are they doing the best that they can do in the community? See, you're going to have to learn how to disassociate yourself with certain people who tend to want to rob you of your time, and you end up doing nothing, even though you're looking at this whole country going to hell in the handbasket, you're not doing nothing. So this was especially to my people. Now, I want to talk a little bit about DNA. And it came to mind for me to bring this up because this is considered Black History Month. And it's always been Black History. And I had a very dear friend when they wanted to call it African American History Month or what have you. She didn't like that. She wanted it to stay Black. But what brought to mind me, it doesn't matter which one you call it, what brought back to mind while I was thinking about what this person said, Black and African American, that brought back to me the DNA test, which means that if reparations are given to us, we're going to have to prove we came or have some African blood in us. And DNA can do that. Now, DNA tests are relatively inexpensive right now. I've only had one done. I have two other companies I'm going to have done. Maybe next week I'll read to you what the first DNA I did. But consider you needing to have this documentation in order to receive reparations. And it's going to be probably based on how many numbers of individuals that can prove they have African blood in them. Now, keep in mind, we cannot allow them to say we have to have at least 25% African in us, because that's going to be very difficult. Most of us have 4 and 5 different races in us. You're not going to be able to get a 25% there at all. It worked against us with the Native American. Many of us have Native American in us, but we weren't able to prove that we had at least 25%. And there's only one person I know that's African American, probably got some Native American in, that was born on a reservation. And I tried to convince her that maybe you need to be in contact, because there's a lot of money that's being given to Native Americans right now at that time. You see what they did with, they got them casinos and things all over the place. But it required us to prove that we had at least 25% Native American in us. And none of us, of course, the DNA wasn't together then. So none of us, of course, couldn't prove it. That's the only person I think that would have had a good fight is my girlfriend that was born on the reservation. She was the type of person that wouldn't even deal with it that way. So, of course, I think she had a pretty good case. But anyway, African Americans, going to get your DNA done, because in order for us to get reparations, I'm pretty sure that's going to come into play. We are due reparations, but I do not want reparations to be handed out to individuals. Because if they did it right now, handed all people, African American, a lump sum of money. The most, when they were doing the talks pertaining to reparations, the most I heard was $120,000 per person. And I prayed then, I hope they don't give it to individuals, because whatever state of mind that they're in, and you give them $120,000, and I'm saying that even today, we'll have to be trained on how to accumulate money. Right now, black folk don't know anything about no money. They think they do, but they don't. They don't know how money is accumulated, how it is appreciated, and things like that. We don't know. We weren't taught that. It wasn't intended for us to learn that. And that's why we are poor in math, a large population of us are poor in math. If you don't have math, you're not going to have no money in your pocket. That's the way it is. And a lot of us need basic training in math in order to survive today, and that's the reason why a lot of people are having a hard way to go, because they don't have the necessary tools as well as brain power, because you weren't taught to survive today. It's hard, and it's hard for everybody. So those of us that don't have the skills that we need, the basic skills, are going to fall through the cracks. That's how you end up homeless. And when your job plays out, you hadn't even prepared any type of plan in order to get another job or anything like that. We have a large population of people out there that were just laid off. They didn't get that it wasn't going to be that easy to get another job. And they weren't prepared. They didn't, most of them didn't even save 6 months of living expense. And this is how you're supposed to do it. And many of us don't. Here, I'm one of them. I don't have 6 months of whatever all my expenses are saved up. I might have 2-3, but not 6. But I'm working on my 6. You should have a year, really. Because right now, it's taking people more than 1 year to get a job. And, of course, unemployment runs out. And in many cases, unemployment wasn't enough for them to pay their house notes and all that stuff. So people still lost property and, you know, things that they had accumulated when this economy went, oh, it just went down. And so now, black folk, get your DNA together. Because we're not going to be able to prove nothing if we don't have the DNA together. Now, I have a girlfriend. For the last month or so, she's been talking about status quo. And there are some of you didn't understand what she was talking about. That there are people that want to just maintain the status quo. And in the case of black folk, it looks like we had better do something because we'll be picking cotton. Hopefully you would go out there and buy you some land, grow some cotton, and pick your own cotton. The same thing with any vegetables, but we're not thinking that way as a people. Let me read you the definition of status quo that is given to not only adults, and they have a definition for the kids as well. The existing state of affairs, seeking to preserve the status quo, is the example that they gave there. The English example is the current situation as it is now. Status quo. They gave a slightly different definition for the kids so they could understand it. And it says the existing state of affairs. Choose to maintain the status quo rather than make changes. Now, that's how they taught the children, and maybe we should have paid a little bit more attention to how we were being taught as children, because I don't know if Trump is trying to maintain the status quo or make changes so drastically that will lead black folk all the way back into Jim Crow time. You realize how we messed up Proposition 209. And it was intended for us to mess that up. So maybe now we will wake up and pay more attention to what's going on in this world. Right now, based on everything that's happening in this country and the state of the mind of the people, I'm not certain how other countries are viewing us or how they are, what are they thinking of us. And it kind of scares me because if it appears to outside countries that we are so divided and so messed up that they can come in here and attack us. Well, Trump is probably the best person to be in office now. I'm serious. They come on, they touch these grounds. We can wait and see what he's going to do, and it's not going to be anything close to how Obama handled it. Took some time and used strategy. No, he going to blow something up. Okay, people? And that's just the way it goes. Now, we have to look at this whole thing. I did a flashback in college. C. Wright Mills, Charles Wright Mills, wrote the book, The Power Elite. Some of us had to read that in college, depending on who your instructor was. But anyway, I remember that he emphasized that the powers in this country are big businesses and corporations, the military, and politics. And right now, we're smack dab with the power elite going on here. And that's something that we're going to need to talk about. Because all of them are in use right now. Our military, we have politics going all over the place. And we have big businesses that are gobbling up little businesses. I mean, we need to think about this. How do we want this country ran? Because, see, now we're in a big problem in this country, because Trump is getting ready to flip all kinds of things around. And the major problem I have is with him changing Obamacare. Many people didn't realize that what Obama had done pertaining to health care. And now we're going to end up again, possibly, within thousands and thousands of individuals that don't have any medical insurance, and of any kind. And see, like I said, Trump is going to attack California people, because we have the most electoral votes. And see, he didn't have all of California, and we have to make sure he don't get none of California and have folks working in the other states so he can lose some of those electoral votes. Or then maybe we should do like some other people are talking about. Let's just revise that whole electoral thing or get rid of it or something, because it's not working to suit the people of this country. If it was, we wouldn't be having all these protests and marches and things all over the country. Not only in this country, in other countries as well, because this has affected other countries, especially if they wanted to travel back and forth from their country to this one or what have you. Now, we're going to have to do something to tighten up, because somehow we are letting people in here who are terrorists. So I understand where Trump is coming from, because we let folks in here and they went to school, pilot school and all kind of stuff, and then they drove these planes through buildings. We do have to tighten up on what we were doing. We just can't let people come in and out here all willy-nilly without checking out who they really are. So I'm not going to complain at all about Trump's immigration situation, because something has to be done. And since he is the one that's really taking action, I'm going to just leave that alone. Let the man do his job, because we do have to stop people from coming up and through here. But I'm also leery about that for certain reasons. And I was hoping we were over there fighting to, you know, for that oil, so maybe that would be a way for them to give us our reparation. But I don't know if oil is the main reason and that we are over there. It could be drugs. See, while Trump is concentrating on the Mexicans sending drugs here, the major drugs that come to this country, the stronger drugs, come from over there in them places where they fighting. Do your research. You know, I don't know if they really over there fighting to bring them drugs back and put it in our neighborhoods, because it has already been brought to light and proven that the CIA had something to do with bringing drugs into this country and placing them right there in the black communities. So maybe that's what they want to do. If you better pay attention, people, because we are easy targets right now by everybody. Because we have the least of everybody. And right now here in Oakland, California, I don't think we have any businesses worth mentioning that are owned by African Americans. And we need to do research on that. They're going to be bringing some money here because they know that racism had a lot to do with, you know, why we're having our problem. And now we have people coming from all over. Oh, hi, Mary.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just got through reading the Willie Lynch stuff.
Oh, good for you. Because it's very, very interesting. And it has something to do with today, too, so.
You're
it's
right.
Good to read. I just called for one little second
okay.
to talk about Native Americans.
Okay.
I'm talking about the Lakota tribe of South Dakota.
Okay.
Me being part Native American, part Cherokee, I hope they keep on standing up for what they think is right, and they are right. Every okay. time... Why do they continue to mess with the Native Americans? They were here first. They discovered America. I'm just saying, they've got money to go to the courts. Instead of getting killed or something like that, since people like to shoot to kill behind these pipes and stuff, all they want to do is keep their water clean. And all companies should recognize that. Forever and ever, they're just like they like to mess with us, they like to mess with the Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I heard, they'd raised about $3 million. And if you get a chance, and I'd say this gladly, help them out. These are the Lakota who always will stand up for their people, stand up for their land. And I'm just hoping that they win this one. Of course, Obama backed the pipe people before. I mean, you know. But someone talked to him, and he backed off. And here came King's signature, who I call Trump, who loves to sign papers every time I look and see he's there. Of course, he gave them the go-ahead. No respect for the Native American either. So that's what I called to talk about. I'm really
okay.
disturbed by this, and I hope that the Lakota will keep on standing up. What do you think?
I agree with you. You know, it's just that it's always been that way. People of color have always been discriminated against. It doesn't matter which nation they were from. And it's never changed. It has never changed. Racism.
Well, it's a time for a change. It's time for a deep change. If you people believe in the Bible, what the Bible say? The last shall be first. And God meant that. So your time is running out, even when it comes to Trump, for the last white old club to keep on going with their mess. That will end. All of it's going to end. We're sitting on this planet, planet called Earth. I can't believe we're on a spaceship. But this planet keeps turning. And I think it's going to keep turning for the best. For as long as we live, there's people going to hate. That's understood. You know, I don't hate anybody. I hate what they do. And that could be my own people.
That's right.
So that's what I'm standing up for today and to call you about. That's about it. Thank you.
And thank you for calling, Mary. That was something important that we need to think about, people.
I hope so.
Yeah, because racism is alive and well here. And people of color are going to be discriminated against. Now, we have people of color that have come from other countries here that and opened up businesses and things, and I'm not sure that they're not a part of the terrorist groups, the way that they're doing things. Now, they are people of color who are allowed to come here, but they're here to help control the other people of color. And they are making...
And I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Well, we have to stop it. It's the people that have to stop it. We have to stop people from treating us as if we were stupid and got tails and horns. Because there are some people that have been taught that black people had tails and horns.
Oh, yeah, still do.
Yeah.
Still do.
Teaching their children to hate.
Well, let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. As bad as Trump talked about women, 53% of the white women voted for him. I didn't know they were that much of bimbos around. I really didn't.
Well, you have to realize that we have a lot of people, whether they're male or female, that have their own opinion of things, and those female, and don't forget, Trump didn't only have white women, he had some black women and black men voting for him. Okay?
Yeah, like I said, the 2 million who didn't vote, well, you really voted for him. You didn't vote for Hillary. So that means your vote went to him. And you didn't vote at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that. Somebody had to clue me in.
Understand that. Even I don't understand why our children in school are not being taught. It's when you get to college, they get a little more serious about politics. High school and junior high school, they don't get as deep as they should.
Who said they wanted them to? I'm one who's like 16-year-olds voting. They should have been voting a long time ago. Get a little responsibility. But Republicans wouldn't want them to do it.
I think that people should be able to vote before their 18th birthday if they have taken certain courses that allow them to understand the politics and the economy of this system. And if they have taken the right courses and gotten the grades that's necessary, you could have them voting at 15 and 16 before they graduate from high school. But it's not – see, we keep our children in this country young too long. We have to get them more involved in the economy of this system here. As well as you have to start in the household, your home first, learn what the household structure is, income and expenses. You should be starting your children off understanding that early.
Number one, they need to be taught how to read. Our kids don't even know how to read.
And math. Learning
how to read is number one. Then you go to math. You got to learn to read.
Some of these
kids can't even read their diploma.
You're right. And they got a diploma. Ain't that something?
And that's still going on. They don't want them to learn. But we have to go back to slavery.
I have to fault who's ever responsible for those children. It doesn't matter who is. If they're not looking at these report cards and looking at these report cards in a serious manner, the grades, as well as you got to check those absenteeisms so you'll know how much they cut, because you know you didn't know nothing about them being out. Our kids are raising themselves. They don't go to school. The parents have lost control and can't get them to go to school. So they have to get back.
I think it's the idea you can't spank them no more. You know what I'm saying?
I come from
old. And that's not on purpose. Because if you don't spank them, they'll get knocked down at the jailhouse. Or even before they get there.
They're going to get the same now. I assure you.
I mean, we got to go back to whooping the behind. Ain't nobody said using this and all this and that. I'm just saying, paddle them on the behind.
That's right.
And get the message to them, you know?
That's right.
What about spare the rod?
spoil that
There's
child.
There's too much sparing of the rod going on. And these kids are going for it just to, be drug dealers and anything else worse. It's got me sick.
If not, jumping
one more thing.
And grandparents. I know some examples to where the parents are afraid of their children and their grandchildren.
Well, they sit up there. Spoil them too much. There's up to an age where you quit spoiling and get down to business.
The spoiling, when they go to putting their hands on their own mama and their grandmama, it's time to take them out of here.
I'll take you out. Is that it?
Nobody else.
I can understand that. And can I say one more thing to the women? You had the Women's March. But you're not saying the right things. Now, women have to protect women. And if a man wants to come in and help, fine. But you're the ones walking the streets alone. Kids must not walk to school alone. Women, you must not walk alone anymore. I mean, this human trafficking has got out of hand.
That's right.
Why don't you go to war against these human traffickers? They're taking your daughters, taking your children.
We already got rid of them ice cream trucks because it looked like they was trying to snatch up our kids.
Oh, that's been going on for a long time.
Well, I'm saying over here where they can't come down this here street, they'll probably never drive another ice cream truck down this street.
But did they get somebody?
We have a school right down the street here.
Uh-uh.
And we have pedophiles that have been released, and they don't live too far from the school.
Yeah, that's the way the government is doing it. They talk about 100 yards now. It used to be 200 yards. Who's running our government? Where is their mind? Are they pedophiles too?
We have a lot of pedophiles. In all different walks of life, even ministers. We've had pedophiles right here in Oakland, black ministers.
Yes.
Okay, so...
Threw the mothers out the church. And they didn't even know what was going on. Because they didn't want them to see what was going on. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. So you have a nice day to all your listeners. Take care.
And thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dear. I like for her to call in because she thinks about a lot of things that's going on. And she lives right out here where I am. We in the hood, East Oakland. She don't live but a few blocks down the street from me. So she right, you know, she's seen it and she's a senior. How old is she now? She older than me, about 7, 8 years older than me. But anyway, she's already experienced it on her block, drug dealings and all that kind of stuff. Well, see, they've tightened up on that. We don't have them boys standing out in front of the liquor stores like they used to, selling drugs or buying minors alcohol. I remember those days because many of them stood out in front of liquor stores when I was a teenager, and yes, they would buy us alcohol. That was still going on, too. So all I can say is, black folk, you better wake up and pay attention. Because you're going to be out there picking some grapes, cherries, cotton, or something to make enough money to survive. Now, one of the reasons why I don't want individuals to get reparations because of our mindset. You know, it doesn't matter if it's $20,000 each, because that was the lowest figure, and the other one was $150,000 or $120,000 or something like that. And it doesn't matter if you got the lower one or the highest one. With our mindset today, we won't have 50 cents in a month, and we'll have nothing to show for it. I prefer them to stick that money in an account for people to start businesses, training for jobs, have our own banks and hospitals. Because, see, we still have a racial problem in this country. It has already been proven that there were some doctors out there experimenting on African-American males still. You know, and don't go for an operation. You might or might not survive. So we have people in all walks of life that have that hate in their hearts. So we have to be careful about everything, you know. And one of the things I want black folk, African Americans, whatever, to keep in mind, you're going to have to learn how to connect your behavior to the consequences. And it doesn't matter if you were right with what you were saying, but if in your behavior you're showing hate and not trying to learn or teach others about what's going on, and you're just in hate, your consequences is going to be associated with hate. I started this radio show, back in April of last year, I believe it is, and I started with one word, and I can't believe this country has gone upside down since I started with one word, love. Now, Oakland is supposed to be love now. Love life. And, I'm not seeing enough love here in Oakland, and it based on news, there's not enough love all over this country. It's a lot of hate crimes going on. And it doesn't make sense. But see, we have to look at it as unclean spirits, not the flesh body that you're looking at. Their spirit, the inner spirit, is being controlled by evil. That's what caused them to do evil. And I'll talk a little bit more about this next week. support your black businesses, whatever ones we have left, because we want to try to keep those. We're going to have money coming here for affordable housing. I'm seeing the city council doing some things that could possibly help in housing. We, as a community, are going to have to step forth and do some things. Right now, Pastor Bob Bishop Jackson has a goal set. Y'all need to be contacting him. Any of you guys that have some skills in building or what have you, to help him, you know, create this African town area. Everybody else have their own little areas. We don't have an area at all here in Oakland. And that has to do with Willie Lynch, how we treat each other, how we don't support each other, how we're killing each other. I'll leave you to ponder on that. Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Willing is not enough, we must do. Until we meet again. I love you.